We are certainly glad to be in the house of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. We thank the Lord for this first Sunday of this year. This has been a beautiful year. Amen. A few days that we experienced in this 2025 year. God is good. He's still blessing. He's still doing what he say he will do. And I'm glad he's on our side. He will never leave us, not forsake us. He will be there. And I thank the Lord. And I want to say to all, Happy New Year. Amen. Let this year be your best. Praise God. Watch night service, we gave a word for the new year. Amen. And that word was forward. Praise God. Forward, forward is the battle cry. Amen. Go forward and not go one step backwards. Amen. And that's what I want us all, not only here in the church of God. Amen. Let us all say forward. Amen. Forward means go straight. Get on the move. Keep pressing. Amen. Forward, forward. Going on in Jesus' name. And that's what we want to keep in our minds and our spirit over this year. Amen. And just don't even look back on what happened last year. Amen. Sometimes people drag all that negativity stuff, all that stressful stuff, and drag it over back into the 25 year. But we don't want to do that. We want to leave it back there. We want to go forward, praise God. So that is not our topic this morning, but that's just the word for this new year. Amen. When the devil come and approach you, you look at the devil, say, I'm going forward. You might as well move out of the way. I ain't backing up. Amen. I don't even have no reverse in my vehicle. Only thing I have is drive. Amen. Going on in Jesus' name. But we want to look now into the word of the Lord this morning that the Lord, amen, dumped into my spirit for this service here. I need your prayers. I cannot do nothing without the Lord, but I can do all things through him. Amen. Praise God. So I have a preaching topic here. Amen. Winning the prize. Amen. Huh? Winning the prize. Praise ye the Lord. And I know we can win the prize because we all on the winning team. Amen. Hey, praise God. And we not only on the winning team, but we got the winning ticket. Ain't the Lord good in here? We don't have to give up. We don't have to falter. We don't have to throw the towel in. Amen. We are on the winning side. Praise God. Why? Because we serve the winner. Jesus Christ, he is the winner. Amen. We're not defeated. Sometimes we that saved and supposed to be living for God. Sometimes we look around, we done in a corner, defeated and done got discouraged. And amen. No, no, no. Come on, somebody. I said we on the winning team. Amen. We all are winners. Praise ye the Lord. For the Lord. Amen. How many know he ain't lost a battle? Amen. How many know he will be there with you in your difficulty times? Amen. Praise God. I'm thankful. So let us walk in 2025. Praise God. In this year, let us walk with our heads up, with victory in our souls. Amen. Praise God. Don't go, amen, just with a lot of problems and troubles and negativity, but go with your head lifted up, knowing that God gonna be there with you. Praise ye the Lord. All that mess, I left it in 2024. All that stress, I left it in 2024. But now, come on somebody. I said, ain't God good in here? Praise ye the Lord. I have a new walk. I have a new talk. Amen. I got God on my side. He's my director. He's my leader. Ain't God good in here? Praise ye the Lord. Amen. We realize that we all on the winning side. Praise God. Praise ye the Lord. And we got that prize. That prize is no more than Jesus Christ. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. I wake up with him. I go to bed with him. I walk with him all through the day. Praise God. He with me and I with him. And that's how it need to be. Praise ye the Lord. It will keep us out of trouble. It will keep us going on. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. So I'm thankful. I said I'm thankful. Praise ye the Lord. But I want to say this morning, in the fear of the Lord, in order to stay on the winning, receiving the winning prize and staying on the winning team, we must what? Put forth effort. Praise God. Just don't think that, you know, just Lord just going to dump just all that greatness. He is going to dump greatness on them, but it's something that we got to do. We got to get up and get going. We got the knowledge that I need to read my Bible. We got the knowledge that I need to pray more than I ever prayed. We got the knowledge that we need to be a good witness. We got the knowledge that we need to be up and doing in God's will. Praise God. Put forth effort. Praise ye the Lord. Don't think everything just going to just work, but we got to say, Lord, I'm going on anyhow. Praise God. You look like I can't hardly step, but I'm going to step anyway. Come on, somebody. Praise God. Look like I can't hardly move like I want to move. You know how sometimes the devil has you feeling like you all bound, but you just go right on anyhow. Praise God. Put forth effort. I'm going to make it anyway. Praise ye the Lord. Devil, you might as well go about your business. Amen. Be rebuked. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Huh? How many know there's power in his name? Praise God. When you rebuke the devil, the Bible said he must flee. Amen. Amen. And then another thing, in order to win the prize, praise God, we don't want to just be slow poking. Amen. You know how it's just barely making it. We're just slow poking around here. Amen. But we need to be on fire for God. We need to be more than conquerors. We need to, amen, have that push. Praise ye the Lord. Ain't God good in here? Amen. Amen. Praise God. Kind of like driving a vehicle. You know, in order, how many can drive looking back? And if we got any drivers who can drive looking back? If you can, meet me out the sermon in my pastor's study, please. And man, you need to talk. But I tell you, I know I can't. And it's difficult to drive looking back. So in order to be in the Lord's wheel and in his vehicle, amen, this spiritual automobile, we must keep it in drive. Huh? Praise God. But sometimes some folks will slip it in neutral and just out of lane and just sit in there. You're mashing the gas pedal and you mashing it and it ain't even moving. The car ain't even moving. Amen. How many know you got the move to get to heaven? Hello, pop that thing in drive. Hello in here. Amen. And get the moving. Spin some wheels. Get in a hurry, praise God, to serve the Lord. Ain't God good in here? So I want to let you know, church, amen, just be encouraged to go right on in Jesus' name now. Let's read over here and see what the words say. Let's turn our Bibles to Philippians. Amen. Philippians, the third chapter. Hello, amen. And we want to start at the 12th verse. Amen. That's it. Praise ye the Lord. Brother Paul, he reminds us, amen, that we can make it. Well, amen. He reminds us that we must press. Come on, somebody. Towards the mark for the prize of the high calling. So I thank God. All right, we're going to start at the 12th verse. Paul says, not as though I have already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after. Come on, church. Amen. That I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Jesus Christ. Amen. In other words, you ain't made it yet, huh? Amen. We ain't attained. Amen. How many made it to heaven? We all downhill trying and having faith that we going to make it, praise God. We ain't going to let nothing stop us, praise ye the Lord. But while we're down here, we need to realize that we ain't attained yet. We ain't arrived yet. But we got to keep going on. How many know if you keep going on, you will make it? Praise God. The song said, 223, I mean to go right on until the crown is won. I mean to fight the fight of faith until life on earth is done. Listen here, I will never more turn back. Defeat I shall not know, for God will give me the victory if onward I shall go. So we just got to keep going on. Amen. If we keep chucking, if we keep going on, we will make it. Praise God. But how many know if you throw the towel in? How many know if you quit, it's over? Do we have any quitters in here? Amen. I hear you. I see you shake your head. No. And that's a blessing. You can't be a quitter and a winner. A quitter will never win. And a winner will never quit. Praise God. Yes, you're going to have some rough days. Yes, you're going to have some troublesome days. Yes, you're going to have trials and temptations. Amen. Yes, trouble on every side. But God, if you got God in your spirit and God in your soul, he can help you to maintain. Amen. He can help you to make it. Just keep right on moving. Keep right on going on in the name of Jesus. So Paul is saying, we ain't already attained. Either we... And we were already perfect. But one thing we got to do, we got to follow after. We got to keep going on, huh? We got to keep moving up the King's highway, huh? Ain't God good? And if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Jesus Christ. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. Amen. I count myself not have apprehended. I might have an arrive. But this one thing I do, I got forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. Ain't the Lord good? So that's what I want you to do, amen, in this year. Praise God. We don't want to look back at those things that behind. But we want to do what? We want, amen, to reach forth unto those things which are before. Praise God. Amen. I like this. Brother Paul said we must forget. Come on, somebody. I do forgetting those things which are behind. I'm forgetting those things that created problems with on me last year. I'm forgetting of all those negative things that stressed me out in 24. I'm forgetting all those things, amen, amen, that ended me in the ER. Come on, somebody. Praise God. If you go God's way, you will stay out of the ER. Come on, somebody. When you give it to the Lord, how many know when you give it to the Lord, he'll fix it. He'll turn it around. He'll make everything all right. Praise God. Sometimes we act like problems is a gift. We act like problems is a gift. We just hold on to all this stuff that don't mean us nothing. Amen. We just hold on to it. Oh, poor me. Oh, this is going on. Let it go. Amen. And let God work it out. Let it go and let the Lord fix it. How many in here know he's a fixer? How many know he's a way maker? How many know he a burden lifter? How many know he can work a miracle? Praise God, you're looking at one right now. Amen. He worked numerous of miracles in my life. And he just didn't stop with me. Praise God. But I want us to learn, amen, as children of God, people of God, saints of God, realize, as Brother Paul said here, I do forget those things which are behind, and I must reach, amen, forth unto those things which are before. Praise God. Amen. And you will make it. Ain't the Lord good in here? The Bible said, verse 14, it said, I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Amen. If you want to win the prize, we're going to have to press. We're going to have to press our way. Every day ain't going to be easy. You're going to be on easy street. We're going to get on a difficulty avenue. Trouble road. Praise God, but we got to learn to press. I don't care what road you own. Don't just slide back and just let the devil take advantage of you. But we got to press. I say we got to press. Press mean what? Amen. Put forth effort. Work hard. Amen. Don't be so quick to just hold your hands up and quit. Amen. Don't be so quick to throw the towel in. Do you hear me, church? Amen. I'm saying in 2025, you want to keep the victory? You want to be able to smile? You want to be able to, amen, not be confused? Amen. Come on, somebody. Praise God. You got people, I hear, and it's sad. This matter of fact, the daughter, my grandchildren's school, Discovery School, lost one of students there. She was one of the top basketball player, and something, she got shot there in Hillsboro, right there in your town. Amen. Talk to them folks there in Hillsboro. Let them know they need to calm down.
That's why they call it
Hillsboro Rough. I know that's right. Amen. You said it. But anyway, of that gentleman, he made a remark. The dad made a remark. He said, you know, I can't even eat. He said, I cannot sleep since this happened. And he was just so weary. Amen. And people get like that. Praise God. In time of adversity, people get like that when they're stressing. Amen. Because something happened unexpectedly. And I know it can get you down and out, but I want to just encourage you in those times, just, you know, look to Jesus. In those times, amen, just keep walking and keep moving on and keep pressing on and keep going on, amen. You know, God, we don't understand it, and that's why we got to pray up now, amen, while things are going good. We don't know when our time going to come. We don't know when, amen, diversity and adversity will come to us. And that's the reason why we got to pray up in those times. Lord, because I want to be strong. I don't want these things to overtake me. I want to be able to know, amen, whatever come my way, I can look up to the Lord and say, Lord, you got me. You got my back. Give me strength, Lord, to go right on. Lord, I'm going to press on anyway. Amen. See, you got the devil back there talking and trying to discourage you. Amen. Don't even look at him. Just let him, just keep him back there. Amen. Amen. I'm going to look to the hill. Hey, God, good in here. I'm going to look where my help come from. My hip come from the Lord. Amen. That's why I can smile. That's why I can rejoice in time like these. We got to learn this today. Amen. With what we're going to see. We're going to see a lot of things in 2025 that we never seen. You hear me? Amen. Through the politics, through the nation's decisions, a lot of things going to happen Amen. And we need to pay a close attention to this sermon, so when these things come, it won't just get us unaware. Praise God. We're ready for it because, amen, we got the winning ticket. We got the winner within us, and we're pressing on, and we ain't letting nothing defeat us. Praise God. How many know we are undefeated? Ain't nothing can stop us when you're in the will of the Lord. Because my Bible read that he said he will never leave us. And he will never forsake us. He will be with us until the end of the world. And that's my comfort. Amen. Hey, I can rely on that. I can stand on his word. Amen. That's the only thing we have today, church. Amen. Don't hold on to politics. Don't hold on to that man's ways and actions. Let's hold on to Jesus. Hold on to the word. Amen. This is the word is solid. The word is strong. The word will stand the judgment shock. Praise God. Amen. The Bible said the word will stand. How long? Forever. Praise God. So I thank the Lord. I thank the Lord. Amen. I'm going to do just what the word said. Press. I press towards the mark for the prize. Amen. Of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Amen. Let's seek to be more like Christ. Praise God. We sing a song. I want to be more and more like the Lord. Amen. And that's what my desire are, to be more and more like the Lord. Amen. And less like myself. Praise God. How many know we got to crucify self? Self can get in the way. Self can make you do some things. Self can make you act some ways. Self can just make you, amen, just, amen, show out. Amen. But we need to crucify self. Not my will, Lord, but thy will be done. Amen. We want to do the will of the Lord. All right, let's turn over here, church, to Hebrew. Let's see over here in Hebrew. Hebrew, the 12th chapter. Amen. Verses 1 and 2. And we're going to close here on these two verses here of Hebrew. Amen. 12th chapter. Verses 1 and verse 2. It said, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight, and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Come on. Ain't God good? Looking. Here's the key factor. I got this highlighted in my Bible. Looking unto Jesus. That's all I need. We can close right now. The sermon can come right to an end. I don't care what your problem may be. Look unto Jesus. Somebody come and tell me, dump the load of despair and the load of problems on me. Amen. I don't care what your problem may be or what you got going on. The answer is look unto Jesus. Come on, somebody. Amen. If I was running a radio broadcast, amen, and they call in and they, you know, I got this problem with my wife. I got this problem with the co-worker. This going on here. Amen. Everybody got this. I'll give everybody the same answer. Look unto Jesus. Amen. That answer worked for any situation. That answer will work for anything that you got going on in your life. So that's what I want to let you know. Amen. Facebook friends and family. Amen. Church of God. Amen. Look to Jesus. You got a problem with your body. You need healing. You need deliverance. You need salvation. You need to be more encouraged. Look unto Jesus. Praise God. That's the answer. That's the key word. Praise ye the Lord. If you get anything, amen, today, that main thought is to look unto Jesus. Amen. He is the winning prize. Amen. He is, amen, the way maker. Praise God. Amen. So here it is. So Paul said, wherefore seeing about compass about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight. Amen. Amen. Look out here, church. Let us lay aside every weight. Huh? Amen. Let's lay it aside. Kick it over there in 2024. Lay it aside. Don't bring it over here in 2025. Come on, somebody. Amen. You know how to play kickball. Do I have any kickball players in here? Amen. And I used to be a good ball kicker. Amen. I could kick that ball, wham, and that thing go way in the left field. And that's what we have to do, praise God. Amen. In order to stay with God and be on the winning team, amen, we got to know how to move for God. We got to know how to kick. Amen. And keep moving and keep running and know that God is on your side. Amen. We got to lay it aside. Every weight, anything that's holding us up, kick it over there in 2024. Amen. Let it go. And the sin which does so easily beset us, that's the only way you're going to be able to run with patience. If you all bogged down, you all got all this heavy load on you, you can't run. Huh? You got to unload. And I believe some folks in here this morning need to unload. Unload your baggage. All the extra baggage you got. Throw it out. Throw it out. It ain't doing nothing but weighing you down. You can't run. You can't run with a lot of weight on you. That's why the Bible say, lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. So church, let's run for Jesus. Amen. And then it said, looking unto Jesus. Amen. When we're running, we want to look unto Jesus, because he's the one going to, amen, take us to the pearly gates. Yes. Amen. We got to run, but where we running to? Amen. We got to know who we running to. Sometimes we run into the devil and his imps, but we got to run unto Jesus. Praise God. Why? Because he started this thing. He's the author and finisher. He started and he will end it of our faith. Who for the joy that was set before him. What did he do? Was he a failure? Amen. But he endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Look at God. Amen. Now, he is on the right hand, Jesus, at the right hand of the throne of God. So that behooves us. Let us know this morning, whatever your need may be, whatever your struggles are, amen, whatever you're facing, amen. Let's face it with grace. Amen. Let's face it with power. We don't have to walk around here looking at the ground, but we can walk around looking up to Jesus. He has the winning ticket, and long as we in him and he in us, we got the winning ticket, and we can run for the Lord. Yes. Amen. If the devil get in the way, just run right over him. Amen. Don't even stop for it. Run him over. Praise God. Let him know I'm on God's side. You done got me in this fix already. I ain't talking to you no more. You can't do nothing for me but tell a lot of lies. And he can lie. He's a big liar. Amen. But put your trust in Jesus. And you will win the prize.